Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Everybody, this is another episode of Sports Elite with Tay, and I got a special guest host that's gonna be on the line with you tonight. Y'all know her, y'all heard about her. That's my girl Kim Dunning. Hey Kim, how you doing?
Hey Tay, I'm good. How are you?
I am so great. I got Kim on here gonna help me out tonight. And guess what? We got a special guest is on tonight. Her name is Shaquisa Darnell Proctor. I might have butchered her first name, but I'm pretty sure she's going to get me about that when I bring her on the line. But she's special because she has her very own business. Now, you know me, I love promoting my Black-owned businesses, and she knows a little bit about sports. So we're going to mix both of them together tonight, and we just want to have a real good time, laugh, and joke. So y'all go ahead, y'all get on the line, because guess what? I'm giving away $50 gift card tonight to whoever can call in and tell me the answer to my trivia question. That's right, a $50 gift card. That number you call in is 646-668-8467. Again, 646-668-8467. And you have to call in to win that $50 gift card. So if you don't call in, you can't win. All right?
You should make it a hockey question so it's extra hard.
You know what? I just might, because I made it a women's basketball question. How about that? Cash me out.
Tonight.
All right. So,
that's awesome.
We'll go ahead and bring on our special guest so we can get started and get her ramped up. But special shout out to everybody who's watching. Mike Wolf, Charlie Lowry Sr., your skins are trash. King Jamal Street, the quarterback of those Capital City Reapers that I helped coach. And Aunt Tyler, I see you, girl. All right, let's get her on the line. Ms. Proctor, can you hear me?
What up, what up, what up, y'all? I'm here. And yes, you did butcher my name. It's okay. I blame my mama because she put extra letters in there that don't make no sounds and stuff. So I don't blame her. But it's actually Shaquisa. Right. The S is silent like an island. You know,
all
I had to say
right,
that my whole life.
Okay, I feel you. I understand that because everybody mispronounced my first name that my mama gave me. So everybody's called me Tay. So I understand that. So we're just going to go ahead and get started. Hey, Kim. Me, Shaquisa. Shaquisa. Me, Kim. All right. So.
Hi, Kim.
I just want to know. Exactly. I just want to know, let you know we're on Facebook Live right now, so everybody's listening to us. Shaquisa, tell us, where did you get your start from? Like, where are you from? Where was you raised?
I am a Chicagoan, the best city on the face of the planet. That is where I am from. Mm. Chicago rocks. Mm. Yes, yes.
Okay,
South,
so you're born
and raised
up
South
there.
Southside. Yes, Southside
South Chicago.
Southside Chicago. My roots.
Okay, so are you like any fans of the Chicago teams up there? Like maybe the Bears, the Bulls, the Blackhawks?
I'm everything Chicago. Any true Chicagoan
okay.
only rep Chicago. So we everything
okay.
Chicago in this house.
Okay, so y'all rep Chicago in that house. Well, I know, you know, them Bears, you know, they had a real bad season. I'm a Bulls fan and I love them Blackhawks. So, you know, I'm a partial Chicago. You know, that's like my second home, you know. I love it. I like it up there. It's a good city, good city. I go usually 4 times a year. But this is all good.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean, don't be talking about they all those teams up there have won championships. So you're either
they
fan.
Have.
Y'all don't win championships. Y'all just win.
Exactly.
All right, so we know you from Chicago. So when did you move here to Virginia?
Well, I'm actually not in Virginia anymore. I was in Virginia for 15
okay.
years. My husband was in the US Navy. So shout out to US mm-hmm. military families, vets. And spouses. So we just
mm-hmm.
recently picked up. We moved in August of 2016 to Texas. So now we're here in the
okay.
DFW area of Texas making it happen.
Nice.
Okay. Awesome. You're in Texas.
Well, thank your husband for his service.
Thank
I'm in
you.
Air Force.
Yes,
thank you for his service.
Yes.
So Texas is the team where my favorite, football team resides. You know, those Dallas Cowboys. You know. The team that swept the Redskins.
I will say that Texas love their team because you get they give you special percentages off if you go to the grocery store with your jersey on here on game days. You get 10 or 15% off your groceries. I still won't put a jersey on, but I just thought it was nice that they do that.
Oh, that is
you
nice.
You see, she's loyal to those there. She's loyal. She won't switch
that's
put
right.
on a jersey just for 15%
no.
off. See, that's loyalty right there. I wouldn't do that either. You know what I'm saying? That's loyalty. All right, so tell me, how did you start up your business? How did you get your start? Anybody help you? How did you go? Because somebody here listening needs that nugget on how to start their business.
Well, there has been – it's been a process. My mom has always been a hustler. So I say from the start I learned business 101 from the street perspective. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. She wasn't no drug dealer or no craziness like that. She worked.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
just getting yourself out there. My mom has the personality. She will talk to anybody about anything. There is nothing that is off limits, and she dreams big, so I learned that from her. Dream big, go hard, and you can make anything happen. There's no limits or boundaries on you because we're all created to be great. So I want to say thank
That's
you to
right.
her first for setting just that role model for me because she was a single mom, mother of 5 daughters, and so she showed us how to make it happen.
Wow.
She didn't take any excuses, and she always got it done. So that's my standard right there. But then just along the way, I've always, been entrepreneurial. I started, many ventures, serial entrepreneur. So I do this and do that and do this, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always kind of more like network marketing things. And not that network marketing is bad. Network marketing is awesome. And it's I'm still a part of the network marketing field with health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted something that was specific to me, that was my own, that I could put my own, kind of stank on it. And I am very passionate about helping families. So everything that I do is geared towards helping someone to develop and become what they, desire to be in life. And so the first company that I have right now that I'm running is Rain and Maven LLC. And it's a staffing agency, a virtual staffing agency.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for corporate America, and I hated it because they tell you what to do, what time you got to come in, you're going to need to have this person. Certain time of this break, and and it's all about numbers, and you're not really a real person, so to speak. You just, there to meet their bottom line. Even though you may have good managers who care about you on a personal level, the business is you're just a number to meet the bottom line. And so I got tired of working because I will work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then go to work from 6 to 12 on Saturday. So I have 4 children. I didn't get to go to nothing. No games. Like, my kids didn't even do sports until actually we got to Texas because I just didn't have the time. And so I never went to the schools. I think they thought my husband was a single parent because they never saw me. They never interacted with me. And that hurt as a mom. You want to be there. You want to go to stuff. You want to do stuff with your kids. And I never really saw them until it was time to go to bed. Because I'm out the door before they get up for school, and then when I'm coming home, they don't already pretty much completed their day. They go to bed at 8 o'clock at that time. So when I'm getting in the door, we eat dinner. Good night. Well, love you. See you Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, type of situation.
That's tough right there.
And that's,
that's
no way
right
to live. So I just really felt like, okay, I'm doing all these things, but I feel like I'm dying on the inside because I'm a, very detail-oriented person, multitasking person. So I had all these many hats that I was wearing, but in the inside, I was dying because, the real me was not free to be her because I was, building other people's empires. And so I had, prayed about it. I said, Lord, this cannot be life. This is just existing. I know this is not life. This is not what you have designed me to do. And so he allowed us to pick up and move from Virginia to Texas, and I became a full-time entrepreneur. And so I have to give a shout-out to my husband because he is really, like, holding it down for us. You know, he let me, kind of figure out what I want to do. And, well, I don't really like that, so I'm going to let that part go. And I'm going to need a coach for this and da-da-da-da. So he's really been like, okay, you know, just do you. I know you're going to be successful whenever you do. So just kind of figure it out. You know, I know once you do, when you get it set, it's going to boom. And so I appreciate him for that. So it's really important to have, when you want to be an entrepreneur, to have people in your team or surrounding you that's encouraging and supportive, like really encouraging support, not just face value. Girl, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And then when you need some help, it's like crickets. Wait, what happened to the people that said I could do it? Hello? Hey? Excuse me? Hello? You know, you don't need them kind of people. And unfortunately, a lot of family and friends that you think would be there to support you, they're not. So get all your tears out early, because, you know, you just can't really depend on the people that you think gonna be there. I'm going to tell you right now, they not. And you just have to forgive them and keep it moving. And so I started
finding that out the hard way.
Yeah, you really do.
You do. And then do you find that, you know, people that you're close with and you running a business, they always trying to get, you know, freebies, let me get the hookup.
Right. And when you start getting successful, then you find out who was fake and who was real.
You do find that.
I always thought about that. You know, I said, you know, if you want to support me, you want to see me, you know, come up, you wouldn't mind, you know, pouring into my business, you know.
Exactly.
You know, maybe one day I can get, you know, I can comp you, but, you know, if I'm selling T-shirts and my T-shirts, let's say, for instance, $5, why are you going to ask me for, you know, half off? You know, you should want to see me successful. You know, pour that $5 into my business. Help me out. You know, because I would do it for you because I want to see you successful. That's what it's about when you say people want to see your friends successful. Not like you said earlier, just, hey, I know you can do it. Nah.
Right.
You know, so you said you got a staffing agency. So what businesses do your agency staff?
Well, we partner with a company called Arise. It's our platform. And so there are Fortune 500 companies, such as, you know, Comcast, Carnival, Disney, just to name a few that are on that platform. Mm-hmm. And so what my job is as a staffing agency is to connect work-at-home agents who is tired of the hustle and bustle, the 9-to-5, and they want freedom to choose their own schedule and choose, you know, to make their work life work with their actual life instead of the vice versa. And I connect them with those opportunities. So they're able to stay at home and set up their own call center to take calls for clients like the ones I just mentioned. And like I said, they get to choose their own schedule. So it's really about, well, when do I have the time to work? Is it if I have small children who are in school, then I can set my schedule to work in the morning while they're away, and then I'm free to pick them up from school and go to sports activities or whatever else I want to do in my life, and I'm not chained to the schedule based on the company needs per se.
Oh, wow.
And
that
then
is
the other
flexible.
Part,
I know some people need that.
Yeah, most definitely. So my target market is, you know, because I love my veterans, and I know, you know, when you're a veteran spouse or a military spouse, you have to pick up and you have to move, and each time you got to find a new job, and that is kind of, you know, that's frustrating, and it's a little hard, and you got to, you know, you're already getting reacclimated to the area and trying to get new friends and all this other stuff, and on top of that, now you got to find a new source of income. Well, the thing about this is that it moves with you. So you have to go to another station, another duty station. It's PCS friendly. So, you know, you can just pack up your computer and all that other stuff, and there you go. When you get to your new house, you had to pack it, unpack it, you set it up, and you're ready to start working again. So I love that. And then it's great for, you know, stay-at-home parents, like I said, who just, you know, want to schedule life around what they're doing with their children. And then students who need flexible hours because they're trying to, you know, learn and get an education, and they don't want to be tied to the mandatory hours of a traditional job, then this works for them as well. Mm-hmm. Or just anybody else who just tired of, you know, living in the terms of somebody else's and then being able to have their life dictated by the needs of others, then it works for them as well. The other side of
That's good.
A virtual assistant business, because I understand the needs of an entrepreneur. And so when I first started, I'm trying to be the be-all to everybody. I'm the candlestick maker, the bathtub, you know, just to everybody. And I'm like, oh, my God, entrepreneur is hard. I can't do this.
You know. Yeah, it is, exactly. It's hard, though, yeah.
But there is a significant difference when you work with a team and you have somebody to, focus on different aspects of your business so that you can focus on the things that you're passionate about in your business. And that's mm-hmm. where the virtual assistant part comes in, because we can take off all that admin stuff for you. So we can, manage your social media. We can get those documents done. We can send out invoices. We can call your clients. We can help with event planning and stuff like that, so that you can focus on the true parts of your business that you want to focus on. You know what I'm saying? And it makes the load so much lighter and makes it easier for entrepreneurs to, get their business done and build and grow their business. So, yeah.
That is awesome. So you mean to tell me, with my businesses that I have, with my LLC, that you can manage my social media from a click of a button?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we can. Yes,
that
we can.
That is great.
You can give us the content. We can just, set it up and shoot it out there for you, or we can even create content
mm-hmm.
for you. So it's just all on what you need. But, yeah, we got you.
Okay, so y'all do both. Okay. So that's, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Your Snapchat needed. You got all that stuff. We got all that stuff. Kim has all that stuff for her show, So it's like, wow, you just giving us more opportunity, more information.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
You can help us.
And then you can
see.
Focus on, writing the content for your show and studying sports stats and, whatever else you do.
Mhm. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have different things on this show, because you never know what you're going to learn. I just learned something new. I can have me a virtual assistant, because sometimes I swear I need an assistant with this show. All right. So,
I know that feeling.
That is
all too well.
I need somebody to help me do a little something, because I'm tired. But, all right, so with that being said, so you mean to tell me that if I'm taking calls for those Fortune 500 companies, I can work, even schedule my own overtime? So I can
mm-hmm.
do overtime too, huh?
Yep, you can work as many hours as you want. You can do whatever you want, because you would at that point be an independent contractor, and so it's all about
mm-hmm.
what you want to do. It's really living life on your terms and creating your work schedule around your actual life. It gives you so much freedom. Like, this has been the first time, like I said, my kids have been able to play sports. I pick my children up from school every single day. We drop them off at school every single day. I'm at every sports
mm-hmm.
game. I drop them to rehearsal, and they have a busy schedule. Like, Monday through Saturday, we out of the house doing stuff, because
mm-hmm.
they have a busy schedule, and I have a schedule. So I've never
mm-hmm.
been able to do that before. So this is just
so
new and wonderful.
So the kids is your other job. Going out,
yeah,
and
they always
schedule.
Been
that's
a job.
You the true
yeah.
soccer, you're the true soccer mom.
I am a soccer mom, a football mom, a basketball mom, a track mom, all the sports moms.
she wears a lot of hats. She got to switch her jersey. Oh my God, next jersey.
Exactly.
I know that's
right. Got to keep a calendar schedule. The alarm
yeah.
go off. Okay, time to go. But
kids
yeah,
gotta
I count. Love
the
it.
Kids kind of the busy than mine. But I like that too. My parents was like that. Hey, I was we was their schedule. Around their job. But see, you got the most freedom. And if y'all join her business, you have freedom. I know it's some single parents out there, mothers and fathers, or couples out there who's looking for one of the parents to stay home, to have a flexible job, to bring income into the home. This is a perfect opportunity here. You get to do it from home, no matter where. You got internet. When you got time
mm-hmm.
to do it, no job out here lets you schedule your own time like that. Usually you got to go in at 8. They say you can eat at 12, and you off at 5. No. This here, if the kids got to be to work at 8, crashing, got to be to school at 8, you can be home by 9, do your little stuff. You can even go have lunch with the kids, then come back, do
mm-hmm.
your work, and then baby go back and pick them up and do homework with them and do whatever else you want, because it's you make the hours. That is great. So somebody on here, y'all make sure y'all hit her up. Now tell them where they can reach you at.
we have a website, which is www.reigning. I'm going to spell that for you because it's rain like a kingly rain. So it's R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, Maven, which is M-A-V-E-N-L-L-C.com. We're also on social media, so we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Rain and Maven as well.
All right, so everybody, you got that? If not, we're going to repeat it again later on. So you're going to get this. Make sure y'all hit her up on her social media because guess what? You need this. This is a great opportunity for people out there. Shoot, it may be a great opportunity, but I got some brothers and sisters that need it, you know? So this is great. Like I told you, I support all Black-owned businesses, all right? So we're going to switch gears here. We're going to get into the sports part of everything, you know? So, you know, the NBA playoffs coming up, and everybody's talking about LeBron and Steph Curry and the Warriors, and everybody has crowned them and said they're going to the championship. So what I want to ask you, Ms. Proctor, is, do you think LeBron's going to make it to the championship? Do you think Curry's going to make it to the championship? What do you think? We want to know your opinion.
Well, I'm definitely with LeBron and the Cavaliers. I think they're going to make it to the championship. LeBron's leadership is, like, really paramount to his team. You know, I want to say the equivalent of how MJ was for the Bulls. And when he is in his zone, you know, his ability to score is, like, really unmatched on a one-on-one by anybody else that's currently in the NBA. And so when he focuses in, he's pretty much unstoppable. And then the team, when they're running on all cylinders, it's not too many other teams in the game that could bang with them in the matchup. And then they have that post game down. So, yeah, I think they're definitely going to the finals. Now, the Warriors, well, you know, the Spurs are kind of coming up. So they
That's right.
A solid defense, and then they got, you know, Greg as the coach. So I don't know. With Kevin Durant being out, hurt right now, and by the time he gets back for the playoffs, he's still not going to be 100%. So I don't know. And, you know, other than them three-point shots, they don't really got that solid
team
inside present. So, I don't know. Those Spurs might
take agree
them.
With
I don't
you.
Know.
I don't know. I got to agree with you because, you know, the Warriors, they don't have an inside presence. You know, they live by the three, they die by the three. And I like what you said about the Spurs and their defense. They're a defensive team, and they beat you with their defense and, you know, fundamentals. I'm hoping that someone beat the Warriors, and I'll tell you why. I have a friend, and Kim knows this friend. he used to be a Los Angeles Lakers fan. Just a year and a half ago. Actually, 11 months ago, I caught a Facebook, tells everything. I saw him cheering for the Lakers on an old post 11 months ago. But he's so Warriors to the heart. You know, he's a bandwagon. We call him Bandwagon Thomas. Everybody knows him, Brandon Thomas. And so now he's a so-called diehard Warriors fan. And so he guarantees that they were going to win the championship last year, and they lost 2-1.
His guarantees.
Yeah, because he's a jinx. He's a jinx.
He
so
is.
We'll get into
don't
that
ever
later.
Let him.
And so this year, he guaranteed that again. So if he tells you that one team is going to win, you bet the opposite.
You better,
don't ever believe him. You know, he may win every now and then. He is officially 8-37. That's his record and his guarantees. Would you believe him or not believe him? Because he's a jinx. He's going to jinx your team. Trust me. All the games that my Cowboys lost is because he bet for them, and they lost. Both Giants games and the daggone playoff game, he went for the Cowboys, and we lost.
Yep.
So, that's why
for the
I hope the Warriors get knocked off early, and I hope they lose dramatically, like at the buzzer, you know, like it's game seven at the buzzer, and they lose. That's what I'm hoping. So I can laugh at him and tell him all summer that he's a jinx. Let it go.
My middle son's going to kill me for saying this because he just absolutely loves everything Steph Curry. That's all we hear now, Steph Curry. This and that. But I don't know, you know, stats are down from last year. So, you know, mm-hmm. they might just go ahead and just fall on out the west side.
I hope they brick all they shots. I really do. Because you just don't know the type of jokes I'm going to have on Facebook for Brandon Bandwagon Thomas. You just but on the other side, switch gears to LeBron. Everybody knows I'm not a LeBron fan, but I can keep it real when it needs to be. I agree. I think LeBron is probably going to lead that team to another NBA Finals berth. It's hard to beat him 4 games in a row in the playoffs. You know, and everybody's talking about their defense. Yes, the Cavs defense is atrocious this year. We know it. You know, and it's not going to get better. You just have to get better defensive players on the team. And they don't have players, really, who are defensive-minded. So I still don't see nobody in the East that can, you know, knock them off. Maybe the Wizards, maybe the Raptors. I mean, if they do it, I'm happy. You know, it won't make me know, never mind. I know my Bulls, you know, they make me drink this year, you know, but...
And so does your baseball team.
That's just like my baseball team. They make me drink. But I'm hoping we do something in the playoffs, but, you know, we like to get in the playoffs for jokes, so I won't hold my breath. But I will say this. If we do something, I'm going. I'm flying up to Chicago, and y'all will see me there again.
I know that's right.
So
I'm be right there with you.
That's right. That's right. I was there for St. Patty's Day. Yes.
Oh,
I was there and I went and I seen the Bulls play.
Mm-hmm. As I said, I saw them turn to River Green.
Oh, yeah, they turned to River Green. And I was staying right there on the hotel right there on North Columbus, and I got to see them from my hotel window. They turned to River Green, and then I went and had some festivity fun the whole weekend. You know, I hit the south side. I hit the loop.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Because I love me some Chicago. Like I said, I go 4 times a year. So, hey, that's my second home. So that's what I do. So
that's what's up.
We know about that. So, Kim.
Yes.
I got to get you to chime in on this. Because I already know your choice about the Warriors. Because you're just like me about Brandon, Ben, Wayne, and Tommy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think the best chance that they have to get knocked off is probably from the Spurs. But I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I don't, truthfully, I don't follow a lot of NBA
mm-hmm.
because I'm wrapped up in a totally different season right now. But I don't know. I mean, I have seen people that jump bandwagons for players. Like, there are a couple of people that are LeBron fans, so of course they went from the Heat to the Cavaliers. And
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't foresee it being the Warriors' year this year. They just don't seem like they're as put together as they were last year. I think last year was probably their best shot to get an NBA title. So I think that
mm-hmm.
window kind of closed on them.
I agree. I think so. They beat my Bulls all-time wins record. They went 73-9 last year. That's a lot of games to win because it's only an 82-game season. And you tell me that you win that many games and you don't win a championship? Their mindset is different. Last year, they wanted to beat that record so bad. They don't understand. You play the season to get to the playoffs. Once you get in the playoffs, it's to win the championship. You know,
mm-hmm.
you had the target on your back once you won 73 games. Now, that don't matter to me. You're the greatest. You had the greatest record ever, period. That's all people going to know you for. They're going to know you as the most epic choke ever. You beat first in the Western Conference Finals. You know, you come back 3-1 on the Thunder. Then you go to the NBA Finals, the game that matters all, and you up 3-1, and you let the Cavs come back and beat you 3 games straight and clean up on your home court?
Yep.
That don't sit right with me. That's why I still think the greatest team ever is the 90s Bulls, the 72-10 Bulls, because they won a championship with it. That's why you play the game to win a championship. not to just say, yeah, I won 73 games. Get out of here.
Yeah, you don't want to be known as the banner team of your selective sport.
We know.
Like the Eagles, the Capitals.
The Eagles, yeah, the Capitals.
The Capitals.
You know, those teams, they only like banners. And people, when
right.
I say banners, they just like their division banners. They don't like championship rings. They brag,
right.
they brag about division banners. My Cowboys, we won a division this year. I could care less. Whoop-de-doo. We have over 20 division banners. Hand clap of praise. But what I like is championships. I want to win another Super Bowl so bad. Y'all just don't know. I would act all a donkey if we win one. Y'all just don't understand. I might just be like that soccer player in the 96 Olympics and take off my shirt. I swear. Y'all just don't understand. I
Picture
swear,
doesn't
man.
Happen.
That's how I'm going to be, man. Take off my shirt. Show. Oh, my stuff. That's all right. You know, because it's been over 20 years. Our rings are so old, they can officially go to the store and buy a drink. That's how long it's been. You know?
Yeah, you can go to an antique store and buy cowboy memorabilia from our Super Bowls.
Man, I need it, man. I need it, but we ain't worse than the Eagles. Like I told Eagles fans, when you come at me about telling somebody how to win a championship, stop it. The last time y'all won was 1960. I bet you everybody on this phone right now can tell me something that happened in 1960. I thought. In 1960, black folks were still drinking out the colored only fountains. That's how long y'all last won.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. In 1960s, it was a hippie movement. That's what I remember.
Ms. Carter, what was happening
it was
in 1960?
All about peace, love, and happiness.
A lot of free love.
I know that's right.
A lot of free love and baby making. What's happening?
Exactly.
That's right. Because they didn't have no protection back then. You know, it was like, hey, we going to do this? We rolling it. Nice. You know. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I like to make fun of the Eagles and stuff. You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. I know some people may not like it, but I don't care. All right. So, once again, if y'all want to win this money today, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the trivia question. All right? And the number to call in to win is going to be 646-668-8467. Now, it's easy. It's real easy. If y'all can tell me, UConn women's first win streak, how long was it? You win a $50 gift card from Sports Elite, courtesy of our sponsor, All Hairs Pretty. All right, so you got to call in to win. If you don't call in to win, I'm sorry. I guess I keep that next gift card, you know, next week if somebody win $100 because I got another $50 gift card for next week. So, hey, again, that call-in number is 646-668-8467. We on the air until 9 o'clock, so y'all got time to think about it. Ms. Parker, you want to give it a guess? I know you can't win and all, but you want to give it a guess? Just a guess. I can tell you're close than that.
Let me just take a guess. 98.
Oh, so close, but no dice.
I take the number.
It's all right. So close, but no dice.
Do I get a guess?
That was way off.
Yep. It's all right. It's all right. You're more close to the current one that just got broke last week. But good try, though. That was a definitely good guess. But we're going to go ahead and get back to your business. Now.
Oh, I don't get a guess?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. My bad, Kim. My bad. My bad. All right. So, Kim, go ahead. Give me your best guess.
I was
going to
say 112.
That's the old one, girl.
Oh. Oh, well.
That's the one that just got broke.
Okay. So, see, we're Hope wrong.
For no dice for you two. I'm gonna give everybody missing a guess. I'm going to give everybody missing a guess. They both overbid. Okay? So, they both overbid. So, if y'all was listening and y'all smart, and they overbid, so, you know, think about that.
So, guess go under 98.
You know what I'm saying? If you can count. You know what I'm saying? You can count. You know? All right. So, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of business ownership. Now, me, being a business owner, it's not all the pretty glamour that you see in the front. You know, it's a lot to go on in the background that people don't see. You know, you got taxes, you got to keep stuff for your write-offs. You know, some people got employees that they got to, you know, manage, and sometimes have employees. It's like you're a parent of grown people. So help somebody here, you know, that's aspiring entrepreneur with the background part of being a business owner. Like, you know, what can help them to keep their affairs in order to make it easier on them, especially during tax season like right now?
I would say the one professional, if you don't try to do it yourself, everything else, the one professional that you need to hire, well, I'll say two, but the one main one that you need to hire is a CPA or a tax attorney, because you get messed up with the IRS. They don't want to hear, well, I just didn't know. They don't care. That's not going to be a liable excuse that, well, I ain't never read that before. Well, we start to still see your bank account, and you owe $50,111,000 in taxes because you just didn't know. So you don't want to destroy your business before it even starts. So I would definitely say that if you are not a CPA and you're not skilled in tax law, that you hire a professional to take care and make sure that your business is secure and your money is right and that you are abiding by the laws and taxes of the land, because that will really utterly mess you up if you get caught up in tax situations. The second thing is make sure that you legit. Make sure that this is not just a glamorized hobby for you, but that your business is actually a business and ran like a business. And what I mean by that is make sure that you're set up properly. Make sure you have contracts in place when you're dealing with your clients and stuff. Make sure that you're professional and you have a system and you're not just winging it. You know, like, maybe I'll do it this way, and maybe I'll do it that way. No, if you want to build a successful business, of course, there's going to be trial and error, but it shouldn't be on the visual expectation of the customer. They should never see the trial and error situation. When you present your stuff to them, it needs to be secure, and it needs to be a business presentation. So just, I want to say before you, put it all out there, make sure that you have at least the ABCs in order, the foundational things in order. But on the other end, I will say, don't be a procrastinator either. Don't overthink it either. Start. And I would say work on your business, because this is your baby. This is your product. So work on your business a little bit every day. If you got 30 minutes, if you got an hour, work on it. Put the time in to make sure that you're building things, and put it actually on your schedule, because if you don't put it into your schedule, then you won't do it. So you have to make it a priority and actually stick to that schedule. And then the thing that works for me is set a big goal for yourself for the week. And then break that big goal up into smaller tasks that you can accomplish work on each and every day. And you set aside a time frame that you're going to work on those tasks until it gets accomplished. So if you don't finish the task from day one, you finish up to what you can do within the time frame that you allotted, and then you move it into the next time slot until you get the big picture task finished for that week. So just baby stepping things so that you're not overwhelming yourself. Write things out so that you can get it out your head, and actually onto paper, because it becomes actionable when you can see it outside of your head. As long as it's still in your head, it's just overwhelming. It just seems like it's just way too much to do. And it is, because you're thinking about everything at once. But when you get it out your head and actually get it down on paper, then you can strategize about how to accomplish the tasks and goals that you have for your business. And that's, you can also use that in just life in general as well.
Oh, yeah. So what I've learned is that
advice.
That is some great advice. So what I learned for the Grow My Show even more is that if I write down what I need to do, my goals, and other things like that, what's needed, it comes as an action, as you said. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all out there, y'all listening, write your stuff down, as she said. Write it down. You see it. It becomes action. Don't just keep it in your head, you know. And also, as she said, get your CPA, get your tax attorney, because the IRS is somebody that you don't want to see. I don't want to see the IRS, and I know I have a tax attorney myself, you know, to help me out. You know, I have it. I won't, you know, I can be honest. Because I'm not the best with taxes, you know, but I need somebody to make sure that I'm doing the right thing by law. Because, you know, granted, our president, you know, he doesn't pay his income taxes. So, you know, but we have to. So, you know, I ain't trying to go to jail. I like my freedom. I like my freedom, you know. So that's what I think about that there. Also, now, let them know when you're a business owner. Some of these aspiring entrepreneurs may not know you can write off certain things on your taxes.
Yeah,
as a business expense,
you can. It really depends on what genre you're in. So, like when I go and I have business coaches that coach me in different areas. So shout out to my coaches, Clay Buckley. She's amazing. You need to look her up. She's awesome. Awesome. Apostle Pamela Hardy is my a mentor for me. She is amazing. Transformed my life. Apostle Chris Hardy, also a mentor for me. Amazing couple. And then I have a new business coach that I'm working with on the virtual assistant side. And like I said, just amazing people that I'm working with, but they have already run the course. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can put your own little spin on it to make it your own, but the foundational and fundamentals, you go to somebody who killing the game and what you want to do, and you learn from them. And so whether you can pay for a mentor up front, if you can't pay to have somebody mentor you up front, then you study them. You find somebody who is killing the game in your particular field. If they wrote books, you read their books. If they have a webcast or a show or some type of media that they're doing, then you follow that and you watch and listen to what they're saying. If they have like mini conferences you can afford to go to, then go to those mini conferences. Whatever way you can glean information from them, then you do that. Connect to them on LinkedIn. Like, LinkedIn is so phenomenal. That social media avenue is the business, because it gives you the ability to go right to the president of any company. Like, these major companies, these major players in the game, like, now I'm about to branch off into like sponsorship and stuff like that too, but these major corporations and stuff, you get an account on LinkedIn. You can talk directly to the CEO, president of whatever, of Apple, of whoever, and you can just send a message right to their inbox. If you was to go to that company, you can't walk up to the reception and be like, "I want to talk to the president." They're gonna be like, "Boo back. We don't do that." But LinkedIn gives you the ability. Exactly, security. But LinkedIn gives you the ability. So, yes, you know, shoot them a message in their inbox. And don't just be sending these people no foolishness, but, you know, you can ask them a legit question like, "Hey, I see that you are doing X, Y, Z. You need to know your stuff when you comment to them. I see you're doing X, Y, Z. I think it's amazing. I'm trying to understand how are you a multimillionaire? Like, what foundational steps or tips can you give me to help me grow my business?" Something like that. Or if you want to partner with them in some way, then you figure out what they're doing that's similar or hit the same market that you have, and then you connect with them in a way like, this is what I'm offering and this is how I can help you reach that market. We need to team up because we would be great together. So, yeah, just stuff like that. but for that reason, great. I'm starting the vlogs because I understand that when you mm-hmm. are looking at people who are coming up and it seems like they have success overnight and nobody really ever talks about the grind of building a business. It's just you just look at them and they're like successful and you're like, oh, I must suck because this is hard and I don't know what mm-hmm. I'm doing and none of this is coming together. And they just blew up overnight, seemed like, and so I must be doing something wrong. No. It's just that people don't talk about
right.
the hard part. They only talk about, you know, those highlight moments. And
mm-hmm.
there's no commentator,
yep.
like in the game. Yeah, there's no
uh-huh.
commentator in the game to point out the bloopers, you know. So I'm starting
uh-huh.
a vlog, a weekly vlog on April the 25th, and it's called A Diary uh-huh. of a Full-Time Entrepreneur, The Undisclosed Truth. And so what I'm going to be talking about is, like, the real-life experiences of being an entrepreneur, what I learned from
uh-huh.
that, and how it made me better and how I grow. I'll be talking about, you know, foundational stuff, like how do you start a business? Where do you need to go? Like, you need to get a business
mm-hmm.
license. You need to, you know, register and get an EIN number. Like, different, like,
yes.
fundamental stuff that you need to know that you may not know. You got an
mm-hmm.
Etsy account, but you ain't set up legally as a business. Or you using your Social
yep.
Security number, and now all your assets, you know, are liable if somebody wants to sue you. You
liable.
Don't want to be out there like that.
Yep.
So just helping people to know, hey, business is not difficult in the fact that it's a business, and if you are called to be an entrepreneur, you can do this. But it is
mm-hmm.
very strategic, and you need to make sure you have your game plan together when, you know, expanding
mm-hmm.
your business. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She hit a definite big nugget that I tell people when they ask me that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't put your Social Security number on your business stuff because then your personal stuff comes liable, like your home, your car.
Mm-hmm.
Get an EIN. An EIN. Apply for from the government. That's your business, like Social Security number for your business. And so then things is listed under that EIN. If somebody comes and sue you, that's what they can get, just your business stuff, because you have to start thinking like an individual and start thinking like a business. This is my company. This is how I make money. You know, this is what feeds my family and myself. You know, it's a difference. So y'all make sure y'all look at, yeah, read her blog, because what she's saying to me right now, she's giving y'all the dirty, like the straight up truth, nothing but the truth, you know? So it's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody to raise up, to start their own business. And you can't, I mean, yeah, you're going to be scared, but you got to go in as fearless. You're going to take some L's. But if you read her blog, like she's telling you, she's giving you the nitty gritty, it's going to help you avoid some of them L's that, you know, that she's going to put out to you. She's been there. She's learning from good people. And you hit on another good thing that I like, and that's something that I'm doing as well. I'm into coaching. And a coach that's great, and I model after him, it's Coach Chip, who I had on my show a few weeks ago. He's the head coach of the team, the president, and this is his business. He owns the team. And I sit back and I watch how he does things. I watch his defense. I watch his offense and everything like that. Why do I do that? Because like she said, he's been there, done that. I'm learning. And you're learning from somebody who's seasoned. You know what I'm saying? It all comes full circle. What you think, Kim?
I think so. I mean, I'm taking notes now on how to grow, you know, my personal side of things. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is very sound advice, great points, and, you know, if people aren't paying attention, they're missing out.
Definitely missing out. Those were great, great nuggets. So go ahead and tell everybody where they can reach your information again.
Okay. So, again, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the Rain and Maven, and our website address is www.reigning, which is R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, Maven, M-A-V-E-N-L-L-C.com. And then I also wanted to throw out there, I teach an online course about how to overcome fear and walk in your purpose. And I found that necessary because even in regular life, but especially with entrepreneurs, because of our environment, the world, we grow up thinking because we don't have XYZ that we're not good enough. We're told so often, this society, you know, tells us so often that if we don't meet this measure that we see portrayed in movies and commercials or whatever, that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we don't have a voice, we don't have what it takes to succeed. And that builds up something in us that makes us believe that we're less than. And so we have all these fears and anxieties, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. But what that is really just a beautiful word for fear, because I would overanalyze everything. Well, maybe I need to do this, and maybe I shouldn't put that out there because I don't think it's ready, and I don't have everything I think I'm supposed to have, so I'm just not going to do nothing. But the thing of it is that you need to know is that if you make something, you can always build upon it and make it better. But if you never release anything, then there's nothing. You have nothing. And so just getting over the fears that we have that came from, you know, whether people told us all like you're never going to be nothing and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, just growing up seeing people around us do different things and us feeling inadequate, but just moving past that so that we can walk in who we are supposed to be, because there's a market and there are a people group that is called to each and every one of us. And we were specifically designed and made to create and answer something in the earth. And so it's so many people who are not answering the questions that their life is supposed to address because they, you know, they're bound by fear. So just coaching them through that process so that they can manifest who they were designed and created to be.
That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, she's so full of it. Y'all make sure y'all hit her up. You know what? You never might know. You might get a job.
Right.
You can get some good notes on how to start your business. And motivational things. So y'all hit her up on all the social media. Make sure you read her blog and get all the nuggets that you can. Ms. Proctor, I'm so glad you came on our show today. It's been fun. You know, we talked about business. We talked about sports. I appreciate you, and you're always welcome to come back to the family on Sports Elite and talk to us anytime, all right?
Great. Thank you so, so much for having me. I had a blast. Oh, and I would be remiss. I said my virtual assistant coach, but I didn't shout out her name. So if I could, just go ahead and shout out Abby Lynn Ashley real quick. She's my virtual assistant business coach. So, yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. But thank you both. Thank you so much, Kim, and thank you so much, Tay. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for the advice.
You're so welcome.
No
problem. Thank you so much. Yeah, you definitely helped us. I appreciate you. And so we'll holler at you next time, all right?
All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our special guest, Ms. Shaquita Proctor. We're going to go ahead and take a quick musical break, and we got my boy Jason coming up next, all right? Keep it locked. And we're about to bring my man Jason on this line because I got a lot to talk to him about, you know, especially, you know, what's going on and on the sports side of things. So, Jason, can you hear me, buddy?
What up?
Hey,
what are
Jason.
You going on? I am waiting, you know, to talk more sports. And, you know, I had to get my business ship on because, you know, I love supporting, you know, my other entrepreneurs out there, especially the ones who know sport, like Ms. Proctor. Shout out to her for coming on Sports Elite and kicking it with us, you know. So thank
she,
you for
you know
coming,
what? She
Jason,
actually,
kicking it with
she
us.
Was, I was listening to, I mean, she gave a lot of insight that a
oh,
lot of people don't know
definitely.
About. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the business side of things
right.
and taxes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was kind of informative, but let's kick this back to the sports realm. Why don't we?
You sound like you're taking over.
Yeah. So he's excited.
You would think you have your own show or something.
No, not me. Not at all.
Who's your basketball team, sir?
My basketball team is the Golden State Warriors. I have to represent. I'm from California, my dear. I have to represent Northern Cali at that.
At least he's from California and not a bandwagon jumper.
No, I've been rooting for the Warriors since 1992.
Okay, so you started liking the Warriors.
No, 1992.
Okay.
I've had a lot of up years. I've had some up years, a lot of down years with this team.
Okay, I'm just wondering because, you know, I got a good buddy of mine, you know, who was a Lakers fan 11 months ago. Now he's a diehard Warriors fan, you know.
Nope.
I'm just.
I go back to the run. I go back to the Run TMC days.
Oh, wow. Talk this way. I'm sorry. I got off topic. Okay, so tell me this. I asked Mr. Parker this earlier. Do you think, you probably do. Well, tell me why you think that y'all going back to the NBA Finals and y'all going to win. Please tell me. I know you all think y'all lost, so.
Right now, who can stand with them? I mean, the Warriors are running through opponents right now like it's fucking peanut butter. I'm sorry, but pardon the language, but they're running through opponents right now like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. They've beaten in this last run they've had, they've beaten the Spurs, they've beaten the Rockets twice, they've beaten the Timberwolves. And they're fighting for a playoff spot.
They're still sorry.
You're right. But they did beat the Spurs. They did beat the Rockets twice. That's number two, number three seed.
Did you lose to the Rockets and the Spurs before?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just had to throw that nugget in there.
They had a little rough patch when Durant went down.
Mm-hmm.
Now they pick things up. Everyone knows their role. And no one can touch them. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when Durant comes back. They're projecting Durant coming back Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if that's going to hurt them or not. I mean, they're clicking right now on all eight cylinders. But Cleveland's in a funk. I don't know anyone in the East that can if the Warriors make it to the NBA Finals. I don't know anyone in the East that can actually touch them.
Well, I felt like last year when y'all won them 73 games, I thought y'all was a better team last year than y'all this year.
I did too. I was one of the very few Warrior fans. I was against this Durant trade. You know, thank you, Harrison Barnes, for not taking the contract extension and wanted to, you know, he optioned out and wanted to feel out, you know, what was out there. Because if Harrison Barnes would have signed, this Durant trade would never have happened. But you're absolutely right. We were better last year. We had Barbosa, we had Maurice Spates, we had Andrew Bogut, we had Brandon. Our bench was deeper. And that's what the Warriors were all about, was their depth. We really don't have that this year. We have a little bit, but not as much.
Yep.
But then,
of course,
in consideration that Steph was not healthy. Draymond got into technical foul trouble, and there goes your finals.
Sounds like a little
That's
bit
my
of,
opinion.
I mean, that, okay. Well, by that time of the year, you know, everybody's banged up. You know, in the finals last year,
everyone's
I think
banged up.
Now, Draymond, that was, I mean, I don't, some of the stuff that the refs called on him, I didn't agree personally. I didn't. But he has to know that, you know, kind of like Dennis Rodman, little things that he did that was, you know, inadvertent, he got called, you know, for things or called technicals and things like that. Just like Boogie. He got to know. He got a target on his back, unfortunately. And during a time like that in the finals, you got to have your head on, you know, because I think him missing that game really swung the momentum to the Cavaliers' way.
Oh, they did.
That's what I think.
No, that was, I mean, everyone wants to talk Steph Curry. I'm a big Steph Curry fan, don't get me wrong. Two-time MVP, great. Mm-hmm. But the Warriors have proven they can win without Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot win without Draymond Green on the floor. Oh, okay. They did it last night, but they were playing against Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think
Phoenix.
Draymond is the heart and soul of that ball club.
Mm-hmm.
And but with the addition of Durant, that's why I think it's made Draymond that much better this year on the defensive end. That's why I
mm-hmm.
think Draymond is going to win the defensive player of the year. He will outgo Kawhi Leonard.
You think so? I think it's going to be Kawhi.
I think so.
The claw. Okay, we'll see.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be close. It's not going to be a slam dunk. I mean, it's going to be close. But I think Draymond edges him out for the defensive player of the year.
Okay. Well, I hope, like I said earlier in the show, I hope y'all lose. It's only because of one reason. I don't dislike y'all team. I really don't. It's because of
Brandon
Wagon Thomas. That's the only reason why I hope y'all lose. Other than that, I could care less. Brandon Bandwagon Thomas, he was a Laker fan 11 months ago. Now he's a Warriors fan. And he guaranteed y'all to win last year. And he jinxed y'all. It's y'all fault.
Yeah, he jinxed y'all. He jinxed his North Carolina Tar Heels last year.
Yeah, he's a jinx. So you don't want – if he picks color A to win, you better bet on color B. Because you got a high chance of color
yeah,
B
well,
for a win.
That's all right.
Yeah.
No, I'm but one of the more hard, diehard Warrior fans. I said, I've been
a
fan since the Run TMC days, the early, early 90s. And
God,
I've seen a lot of down years.
No laces. Well, he's been a Warrior fan since last Christmas. So, yeah.
Well,
Jingle bells.
So, well, I can't get on those type of guys. They're bandwagon. He's just jumping on a good team.
I don't like my bandwagon fan base.
No, I don't like bandwagons.
I want to ask you one question, though.
Go ask me.
Who is the MVP this year?
The MVP of the NBA? I'm going with Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Now, people are like, oh, it's just triple-doubles. Man, triple-doubles, I don't care. The triple-double is a triple-double, man. He's getting it, and he's getting it easily. If he wasn't on that team would be like the Sixers or the Pelicans. Trash. You know, he's holding them together because they ain't got nobody else, in my opinion. You know, you're about to break a record for triple doubles that's been standing for years, something that MJ couldn't even break, something that LeBron James even close enough to break. You know, it's like you got to recognize greatness when you see it. Yes, James Harden is balling this year, way better than last year. He got his turnovers down. You know, he got his assists up. That's because he got switched to point guard. He's just under two guards. He's playing a phenomenal ball. I tip my hat to him. I do. But what Westbrook is doing, he's actually the MVP of his team. He is the MVP. He's doing
it. But let me ask you this. What was the Rockets' record last year?
The Rockets' record I don't know off the top of my head. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I do. I do not believe they had this record.
I don't know the record.
They
I know they were. They were just a very close 500 ball club.
But they did.
I mean, I granted
on that roster.
The biggest move they made was getting rid of Dwight Howard. That was the biggest
move they made.
What?
They got help. They got more people on their team. They got Ryan Anderson healthy. Trevor Reeves healthy. They traded for Lou Williams, which was the leading scorer on the Lakers, and he was called the bench for the Lakers. You know, that was a big boost to their bench. They got Patrick Beverley back healthy. I'm sorry. These guys got help. They got Clint Capella playing out of his mind. Clint Capella out of all people. So, like I'm saying, it's not like that they just had the same squad. They added some pieces to that roster to make it better.
Mm-hmm. But what James Harden has done, now he's always been the offensive, but he's played just a little bit better defense this year, if I've seen correctly.
I said that. He's played a little bit better defense. He's atrocious on defense, yes. So for to say he's played a little bit better, you damn well what he has. He has. He's trying now. I always used to say he didn't try. To me, he didn't try. Now he's at least trying. He's getting back on transition. He's filling the holes. He's at least trying to block something. He's trying.
I mean, because
but my thing is,
what the last couple of years that Steph has won it, he's been all butt hurt. Oh, I should have won it. I should have won it. But at least I think the only edge that Steph held was that Steph plays defense, where at that point James Harden in his career did not.
Probably so. I think I have to agree on that one.
And
that's probably why I say
and Steph's point on 3-point shooting.
I think it was so many qualifying factors for Curry, you know, those years. But yeah, I think he probably won it over him because he plays a little bit better defense than Harden. I mean, I play better defense than Harden, man. But
well, yeah,
I don't play basketball,
and I'm a white boy. I probably could play better defense than Harden.
I just can't give it to him this year. He is in the conversation. I think it's a 2-man race, really. I think it's between Westbrook and Harden. Everybody else, I don't think they're in it per se, because these two guys are just doing things that everybody else isn't doing. And I say this, you know, they tried to get Westbrook some help. Oladipo didn't pan out. You know, cancer, he's trying to do his best down there, but he's no Rudy Gobert. Then, you know, he loses his sidekick. You know, everybody else, except for Harden, I don't think he has a sidekick. I mean, on the Rockets team would you say is his sidekick? Like,
well, there was a stat thrown out the other day that Russell Westbrook leads the league in shots attempt.
He does, yes,
and
he
leads it by 400 shots.
Mhm.
So that tells me he's a volume shooter with very low percentage.
He is.
Percentage.
It's like Kobe
not
was a
very
volume
low.
Mhm.
But that just tells he's a one man show.
That's it.
And
that's
it might have been better
for
Westbrook when Durant left, because they were both. They were all about me. Let me make the last shot. Now, Durant is filled in his role with Golden State. He's not that person anymore. I'm actually seeing a better defensive player out of Durant than I've ever seen before, which I think has made Draymond Green that much better.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's just my opinion. Yeah, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, so I'm maybe being a little biased.
I understand. I mean, I don't want the Warriors.
Do I want to see the Warriors face the Spurs anytime in this playoffs?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. Yes, I want to see it. Because the Spurs actually
play
defense.
We all want to see it. But as a Golden State Warriors fan, do you want to see it? No. Because the Spurs, that's their biggest competition. Because the Spurs play a style of ball that the Warriors cannot defend.
See, I said that earlier in the show. I said the biggest competition for the Warriors would be the Spurs.
Yeah.
You did, Kim. Cool
well,
to you.
There's
but
two.
We're going to go ahead and
there's
switch
two.
Gears right now. We got to switch gears because I promised Kim this topic. We're going to, you got to go to hockey. You got to go there. Now,
hey, I like that
this
sport.
Hockey, you know, I know, right? I'm going there because I got something to say. We're sports elite, baby. Sure. We talk about it all, baby. What
well,
doing,
hell,
baby?
I don't know I don't know nothing about hockey.
Well, good. You should listen to my
it's
show.
Okay.
You'd be much more informed.
It's okay. It's
I mean,
okay.
The only
we
time I jump into hockey
yet.
Is if my if the Sharks are in it, because I'm local.
Oh, wait. I loved playing the Sharks last year in the Stanley Cup Final. It was so much fun.
I'm sure it was.
For me.
That was a further...
You know, the playoff is happening. The hockey playoffs, you know, happening. I'm a Blackhawks fan. I love my Hawks. And I hope the Capitals blow another lead and they get bounced in the second round yet again. And
I think
so,
it's
Kim,
funnier they got bounced by Toronto in the first round. Because Toronto is one of these teams that's just going to basically make it in to the playoffs. They have a whole bunch of young kids. So they're just learning to play as a team because they have so many youngsters on that team. So I think it would be funnier if Washington got bounced in the first round.
I hope they do. I hope they do. But, you know, Caps has won the President's Cup. Give them a hand, clap or pray.
Night.
Yay.
Yay.
You know, but do you think they legitimately have a chance? Go ahead. What?
But I've seen the Sharks win the President's Cup many a time. That don't mean nothing.
It's a curse.
It doesn't mean nothing.
It's
I don't
a
curse. You know, it hurts
team.
Because, you know, the Stanley Cup means something. But the President's
right.
Cup is like winning a division banner in football. Don't
right.
mean nothing. It's
and
a whole bunch of other division banner winners. You know what I'm saying?
Just,
but my thing is
but
like this.
It's kind of like the Warriors. They just wrapped up the first seed. Well, they had that the last 2 years. They've won one championship
mm-hmm.
with it. Number one seed get them last year? They got beat in the finals. Now, granted,
yeah,
they had
true.
A, you know, they blew a 3-1 lead.
Now, in defense, nobody ever expected the Sharks to go from the Western Conference last year. Everybody
no.
expected the Blues to go. And when the Sharks took
mm-hmm.
down the Blues in Game 7, that was a huge, huge shock to the whole hockey world. I mean, all these
yep.
experts and everything did not pick Pittsburgh, did not pick San Jose to go to the Stanley Cup. They had, I believe it was Chicago and Washington last year because Washington
yeah,
was such a good team. But and then a couple people picked the Blues because the Blues were so dominant during the regular season last year that, you know, they had
were.
Jake Allen and Brian Elliott. They had two top-notch, top-tier goaltenders, and they thought that the Blues would definitely be the ones to make it in. So that was a huge shock to the hockey world. But this year, I don't know. I mean, it's there are quite a few good teams that have made it in. My co-host on my show will tell you that this is the year that Chicago is going to win it because Chicago
That's
wins
right.
it every other year.
That's right.
However,
Hey Tay, you must be from Chicago.
No, I'm not. I love a lot of Chicago teams. That's my second home.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't like the. Yeah,
the,
I don't like
the only
Bears,
reason
but...
I don't follow hockey is I don't know the rules. It's just like
oh.
anything you watch.
Oh, okay. True. I mean, that's something. I think the way I learned the rules is just by watching it. You know, I learned the rules
yeah.
just like tennis. That's how I learned the rules of tennis. I didn't watch it.
That's how you have to learn hockey. You have to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started watching hockey, I couldn't even follow a puck. For one time, I thought I was following the puck, and it ended up being a camera that was laying on the ice that had got knocked out of the wall. So I felt like the biggest idiot. But, you know, it's a sport that you actually have to sit down and watch. Now, I'm a pretty diehard hockey fan. Most people don't sit and watch all 82 games. I do. So, you know,
I'm the same with basketball. A lot of people can't do that with basketball. Because
right.
they think the game is too
yep.
slow. They think the referees are too ticky-tack.
Right.
Now,
yep. Most people start watching hockey this week because they know the playoffs start next Wednesday night.
Well, that's I start right. watching playoffs when my team's in it because I just follow the local team. I'm from Northern California. I'm 2 hours from the Sharks Arena.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, I follow Cal and Stanford in football.
And the Sharks.
There's really no one else here on the West Coast to really follow.
Right.
But,
I mean, it's such a momentum sport that, like, Tay will probably tell you, too. The Capitals, they have been dominant in the regular season. They have gotten bounced out of the second round because it is such a sport of momentum. It's one of these that if, you know, one team gets hot at the right time, they're going to win a Stanley Cup. That's what happened with the Pittsburgh Penguins last year. They got hot
well,
at the right time.
Well, let me ask you this, Kim. What has happened to the Sharks over the last 15 years? The Sharks have been a very good hockey team. But once they get into the playoffs, they die off. For what reason, I have no idea.
From what I've talked to a couple people on my show about this stuff. But one of the things that has been brought to my attention is the playoffs are different, and hockey are a different type of beast. The regular season, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So when you get in and you're playing these games and these series against other teams, sometimes there's a mental block. And that's one of the biggest reasons why Washington hasn't bounced out of the second round yet. They went to the Stanley Cup final in 1998, but they didn't. They haven't done well when they've dominated in the regular season. Sometimes you just run out of gas. You know, that's a big thing because you play so hard during the season that by the playoff time, you're hiding, or not necessarily hiding injuries, but you're playing through different injuries in the playoffs that you would necessarily do in the regular season. And then it gets into that mental aspect of, you know, hey, we've gotten bounced out by this team. Sometimes you go in too cocky, and there's a lesser team that's going to take you out. Using Washington as an example, usually when they get bounced, it's usually by the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that's a bane in their existence.
I think their problem is that they just don't know how to turn it on in the playoffs. It's a difference. As I always say in football, basketball, it's a difference between season play and playoff play. Playoff play,
exactly.
Teams that have been there, and you would think that Washington will understand this by now, you play at a higher level. It's all the marbles is on the line there. You know,
right.
Just like football. You know, football is, you know, you win, you win, you get to play. You lose, you go home. Here you have a series. You know, if you know you got to win four games in this series to move on, you need to put it out there. This is it. You know,
you
just can't get to the playoffs and just say, let's just take a lax. We're just happy to be here. No, you are a top team in the league. You just can't be happy to be here. You need to have that, I'm hungry. I want this cup.
You have to have that kill instinct in the playoffs.
And they don't have
that. It's almost kind of like
to me. They're soft.
It's kind of almost like my San Francisco Giants in baseball.
Kind of like that.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, they won it, what, 2010, 12, and 14? I mean, did they win the division? I think they won it once. But they were catching fire at the right time and just not rolled through the playoffs, but ended up winning the World Series. They caught fire at the right time. Reminds me of the Giants, the New York Giants in football.
Right.
Yeah.
They caught fire at the right time, and they came in as a wild card team.
Wild card.
And beat a New England Patriots team twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use Tay's hockey team as an example. The Chicago Blackhawks, they normally don't win their division when they win their cups because of the fact that they know that they are good enough to coast through the regular season and turn it up in the playoffs. Their goalie, Crawford, is one of these goalies that has an atrocious goals against average stat during the regular season but shuts it down in the postseason. And a lot of times what happens is you get unknown players that come up that you're pulling up for injured players from the American mm-hmm. Hockey League, which is the minor league squad and mm-hmm. or club. And sometimes you'll get these unknown players that are trying to make a name for themselves. Now, this year's playoffs are going to be interesting to watch because of that aspect, because Vegas is going to be thrown into the draft coming up in June. So with mm-hmm. the new Vegas team, they're allowed to pull one player from each NHL team. So they're going to be watching yeah. these unknown kids that are playing that got pulled up because so-and-so got injured. And they're going to be watching mm-hmm. to see if, hey, maybe we can make a deal for this kid for our team. So that yep. that's going to make playoff a lot more interesting than the normal hockey playoffs, which are usually always interesting because you never know what's going to happen.
Nope. And, you know, I'm interested to see it too. And I'm also excited about, you know, Vegas getting a hockey team now, a football team. NBA
oh, yeah.
is soon to follow, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be there. They're going to get a piece of the pie. And I'm interested to see how the players of these franchises will act in Vegas. You know,
right.
I've been to Vegas, you know. Wow. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That is the truth. You got to be very disciplined.
And
up there. You have all types of money and all that gambling and other stuff, I won't say. But, interesting to see.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
it makes it a lot more fun to watch. You know, if you get a chance, Jason, I know you're not a huge hockey fan, but your Sharks are going to be in the playoffs. So they're at least guaranteed to be in the first round. They could quite possibly
be. Let me ask you this, though. Didn't the Sharks just suffer a couple major injuries?
Well, Joe Thornton was the biggest one, and he is
mm-hmm.
He's one of the older veterans on that team. But I just read
yeah,
an article
he's still
today
damn
where
good.
He says he's going to be ready for the playoffs, and that's the difference between hockey players and a lot of other professional sports players is that even if they're hurting, Chris Letang last year played on a broken ankle or a broken foot throughout the Stanley Cup Finals, and he had foot
mm-hmm.
surgery the day before the first game one against the Sharks. So hockey players will play through injuries that other players won't
they do.
Play through.
They're
you know,
tough
you have
guys.
People.
I give it
right.
to them.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I mean, basketball players are the same way.
Yeah,
except
okay.
for LeBron.
Well,
no.
the biggest crybaby
no.
of all.
I had to say it.
I don't
well,
like
yeah,
LeBron,
not
James.
But, I mean, I won't
yeah,
say I don't
I,
like him. I just don't like his, soft tendencies, I should say.
I never really got a chance to see LeBron James because, of course, I live here on the West Coast. And, of course, you know, he's been playing for Cleveland and Miami. So we don't get a lot of games televised over here. But I got a good look at LeBron James in the last couple of years. To me, he's a big
uh-huh.
crybaby.
He is.
I mean, if the calls don't get called, he wants to flop. He wants to bitch and complain to the referees. I'm like, just play basketball, dude. You're one of the best in the league right now. Probably in the modern era, LeBron James has got to be
mm-hmm.
the best player out there. I'll admit
yep.
that. I just do not like his attitude.
Right.
I mean, he thinks he owns this game. And, you know, he's getting older. And there's other players coming up. And
mm-hmm.
honestly,
yeah.
I don't even think – I don't. If the Warriors make it, I think I'll call it right now. And if I lose, well, I'll owe you guys something. I think it might be the Warriors-Celtics in the finals.
Woo! Warriors
crap.
And the Celtics. All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. And, you know, if that don't happen, then, you know me.
She's going to call
I'll
me.
I'll come back
it.
On and I will eat it. I will eat that. Warriors. I'm calling Warriors-Celtics.
Okay.
And I'm thinking the Celtics are going to beat LeBron in seven games.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, I hope anybody beat LeBron. You know, I mean, I hope I see it. You know what I'm saying? But if it don't happen, you know me. I like a joke. So, Jason, you are.
Oh, I know you. Come on now.
I was going to say, that's the cool thing about this time of year. You have so many playoffs going on because the NBA playoffs are getting ready to start soon, and hockey playoffs start mm-hmm. next week. So, I mean, there's a lot to watch. Mm-hmm. The last thing I'm going to say on hockey, because I know a lot of people don't watch it, if you're interested mm-hmm. in watching hockey, start next week, April 12th. That's playoff hockey. It is the best part of hockey season. So, because
sure
like
is.
I said, you're gonna have a team come in, and they're gonna get hot at the right time. They're gonna roll over teams that you expect it. We're gonna just defeat them, and they're gonna work their way to the Stanley Cup. And you know, sometimes the Stanley
the
Cup
Cinderella.
Is a sweep, or sometimes it goes to six or seven games. And you know, I said on my show last night, if my Penguins don't make it to the Stanley Cup final, I'll be able to actually watch the playoffs calm and collected this year.
Nice.
Well, that's what's up. So I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the trivia question. We had nobody, you know, to call in the answer, and Kim got it wrong. So I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the answer. The UConn women, their first win streak before this last one, it was 94. You're welcome, ladies
wow.
and gentlemen. All right, so I'll keep that $50 gift card and add it to next week's show because I'm getting a $50 gift card every week from our sponsors, All Hair is Pretty. And so I'm just going to add it up, you know, and add it up each week. So, hey, the pot's getting bigger. Next week is $100 for another trivia question for you to win. So, Jason, tell everybody where they can find your show and listen to you and all that good
stuff. Well, we are on every Thursday night, 6:30 to 9:30, the Combat Sports Show. We're having a giveaway tonight, so four great prizes being given away. You can follow me on Twitter at Undisputed1202 or Facebook at Jason Elliott. But there's one other thing I want to touch on with you, Tay.
Okay, then make it
the
quick.
NFL.
Yeah, 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. The NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How are my Niners doing? In your eyes,
man, y'all got Blaine Gabbert and Matt Barkley at quarterback. Man,
I didn't want to go to the quarterback position because I know we suck there. Actually, we might be better off with Colin Kaepernick behind center, but you didn't hear me say that.
Might be. Okay, I agree. But other than that, I like y'all to pick up a Pierre Garçon. Y'all re-signed Curley. We got to see if y'all running back. I can't think of his name right now. If he can stay healthy, I do see y'all drafting a running back. I do see y'all.
We did pick up a nice backup to help share snaps in Hightower.
Tim Hightower, don't get your hopes up on that.
I mean, Well, I'm not to get my hopes up, but he could at least spell Carlos Hyde.
Okay. Y'all drafting a running back, trust me. It would be surprised if Hyde would get cut in camp. I said it here first.
Oh. But who do you see the Niners taking in the first round? I mean, I don't think Miles Jack is falling to the number two. Browns will take him.
I think y'all want to get a running back. I really don't know who y'all want to take, honestly. But, I mean, best of luck.
Yeah. I mean, we're rebuilding.
Niners are in rebuilding.
But we got 30
We're
seconds
garbage.
Left, y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming on the show. Y'all make sure y'all check out Kim's show. Kim, stay out of my crease. Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Jason's show, Thursday, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. All right? We're out.
Six,
that's our time
yeah,
for the
6:30.
Night. Peace. 6:30.
See
Pacific
y'all.
Time.
Bye.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
You got yourself a gun.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya. You from the hood, I hope ya. You want beef, hope ya. And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya. You ain't real, hope ya. My first album had no